927 CCQAL is celebrating their 55th birthday. They're doing a lot of things around the community. Jess Mulhall joining us once again. Hello, Jess.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's some of the highlights for this week with the birthday?
Oh, look, some of the bits and pieces we're rolling out this week is our Facebook event has now gone live, so people can jump on over to the Here for Gladstone page and join the event so they can see those updates as we're rolling them out each day between now and the event, doing all those extra little reveals.
What are some of the reveals? You're probably not allowed to tell, are you?
No, I'm happy to talk to a few of them. That's not a problem. They're not all big secrets, but there's definitely a few surprises in the bag. One of the big ones we're working on at the moment is our recruitment team have come on board and decided to come on down and run a store. We've, you know, been Gladstone's largest employer for 55 years now, and we're planning on keeping it that way. They'll be on hand to offer people some insider tips on what it's like to work at QAL and how to make the most out of those applications and try and get ahead of the curve when we're looking for those new entry-level positions particularly.
Where do they go for that? That's just on the Facebook page?
Yeah, absolutely. Head on over to the Here for Gladstone page and click on the events link. And then once you're on board the event, all that information will be there.
Mm. Now, there's a lot happening with the local businesses and bands and musos all performing throughout the month as well.
Yeah, we've had a really brilliant opportunity with this piece of work to be able to engage the community. Traditionally, industry works with a lot of those, you know, medium and large enterprises. And this has been a great opportunity for us to work with some of those smaller businesses. So 41 small local businesses, 15 not-for-profits and 4 local bands and musicians. We've been able to engage, and they're all people that we've never been able to work with before, but now that we're having the event offsite, it opens up a whole lot more doors for us.
Yeah, there's a lot more celebrating to be done and maybe some big announcements over the next week or so. One thing that a lot of people probably don't know about is that you actually have an environmental team.
We do have an environmental team. They work across the plant in a lot of different areas. Big piece of work in our 5-year environmental strategy that's been rolling out. We're just in year 3 of that now, but also, something that not a lot of people know that they're involved with is our black-breasted button quails, which is actually a vulnerable species that's decided that out near the RDA is a great place for them to call home.
And like I said, most people probably didn't know that, but that's the way QAL thinks, isn't it? They're working here, creating work, creating jobs. Things do happen, so that's why you've got an environmental team that, you know, makes sure that everything's kept check on.
Absolutely, 100%. They work quite closely with the Department of Environment to make sure that everything's above board. And in this case, you know, we're starting to see our actual population numbers increasing significantly over the last 2 years with the work we've been doing with this particular species of quail.
All right, Jess, hey, thank you for joining us once again this morning. We'll find out more about what's happening for QAL's 55th birthday next week, eh?
Brilliant. Talk to you again in a week.
Jess Mulhall there from QAL, celebrating 55 years.